Good morning. High pressure is building in behind that pesky storm along the eastern seaboard, which is now ejecting out via the Canadian Maritimes. That high will keep it dry and sunny today. And this will allow temperatures to shoot off our morning lows back through the 60s and 70s, and in a lot of cases, well into the 80s by mid-afternoon. We'll also have a nice westerly breeze throughout the day. A cold front sliding in from Ontario may initiate one or two thunderstorms along the Canadian border and out towards central and western New York, but this will widely be the exception rather than the rule. Clear skies tonight, a bit of humidity creeping in back into the lower 60s, and more humidity in the air tomorrow, but once again a mixture of sunshine and clouds and warm with highs reaching into the middle 80s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a big ridge of high pressure, which will dominate the weather picture on Friday and into the weekend. Riding through this ridge will be weak disturbances, which, with the increased instability in the air, could initiate a couple of pop-up thunderstorms on Friday afternoon and again on Saturday. Still, both of these days will see high temperatures in the middle to upper 80s. Another stronger disturbance will head our way for Sunday and Monday, and that will increase the chance for a few more showers and thunderstorms through the remainder of the holiday weekend. Still, I think we'll have plenty of dry weather with a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be warm and humid both Sunday and Monday with highs in the lower to mid 80s. And still the risk of a shower or thunderstorm on Tuesday with highs near 80 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across much of the central United States from eastern South Dakota and southern Minnesota southward into western Oklahoma, and also a slight risk of severe storms across the middle Rio Grande Valley and Edwards Plateau areas of Texas. A very complex forecast is evident across the plains for today, as widespread organized convection is ongoing from South Dakota southward into Oklahoma and should spread across nearly all of the forecast slight risk area through the early afternoon. Areas of strong and locally severe storms embedded within a larger convective system may pose a risk for hail and locally damaging winds. Meanwhile, outside of these storms, heating of the moist air mass should allow destabilization to occur, and very large hail and locally damaging winds will be a low probability conditional risk. And the National Hurricane Center has issued a special tropical outlook and is monitoring an area of showers and thunderstorms over the western Atlantic Ocean near and northeast of the Bahamas, which is associated with the interaction of an upper-level trough and a weakening cold front. While development is not expected for the next couple of days, environmental conditions could become more conducive for some tropical or subtropical development by Friday. This area of disturbed weather is expected to move slowly west-northwestward or northwestward and gradually approach the southeastern United States over the next few days. At Mount Washington this morning, 60 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 46 degrees with a northwest wind at 36 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 19 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 10 miles visibility in fog, 53 degrees, the dew point 52, 96% relative humidity, a south wind at 7 gusting to 17 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.01 inches and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Persimmon Gap, Texas, to a low of 21 at Antero Reservoir, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 67 degrees, the low 53. The average temperature 60, that's 1 degree below normal. 0.03 of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday for the month, 1.82 inches and 10.15 inches for the year, which is 3.75 inches below normal. There were 5 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 236 and 5,416 for the season. The average high temperature at Albany today, 72 degrees, the average low 50, the record high 94 set in 1981, and the record low 30 in 1956. Sunrise this morning was at 5:24 a.m., sunset this evening 8:21 p.m., 14 hours and 57 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and warm today with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm close to the Canadian border and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy with a chance of a shower or storm tonight and lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, very warm today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly clear and a bit muggy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and warm today with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, warm today, highs in the middle 80s. Mostly clear and a bit muggy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, warm today, with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear and a bit muggy tonight, with lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, warm, a bit humid, mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid on Friday and Saturday, with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, middle to upper 80s. Still warm and humid Sunday and Monday, with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny, lower to mid-80s, and near 80 with a scattered shower or thunderstorm on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.